tripping over your cat? When Tabby gets affectionate and decides to do a figure eight through your legs as you're carrying the screaming baby, the laundry basket, and a newly unplugged iron down the steep, dark basement steps and sends you into a life-threatening header that leaves you in a whimpering heap in the puddle next to the water heater, does your patience run thin? Relax. Here's the answer. Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks. Just slip on these fashionable Argyle socks, and the slightest touch of cat fur triggers a high amperage 12-volt charge that jolts through little Tabby's body like an invisible sledgehammer, sending the little feline death trap streaking across the room, up the curtain, in panting, wide-eyed fear. Yes, Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks. After just 1 week wearing them, Tabby will give you a wide berth, the margin of safety you need, and if your cat's in heat, backing up into your feet constantly, the optional surprise toe probe will underline the message. Tamerlane Electric Cat Repeller Socks, another fine product from Tamerlane, makers of the Pet Terrorizer Home Robot, available wherever local animal cruelty statutes allow.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, chicken dinner, country style. You know, setting the mood for a meal is oh so important. So starting about 10 or 11 days before my chicken dinner, every afternoon I put on my white suit, my vest, string tie, my white hat, glue a little white goatee on my chinny chin chin, grab my cane, and just saunter out through the hen house singing, "Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home." Oh, those cacklers get stirred up, flapping and running around for their life. Oh, they know what's coming. They know. Don't you think they don't? Why do you think they blink so much? Well, every day, I go out there in my white outfit, white goatee. Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Yeah, them Rhode Island Reds going insane day after day. Finally, one of them snaps. I'll be sitting there on the porch, and this chicken will just walk straight up to me, blinking like crazy, just blink, blink, blink. And that there chicken will just pluck out all his feathers, stand there buck naked for a second, and just drop over dinner and a night out on the town in North Dakota. Yeah, then it's time for a chicken dinner, country style. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, how city folks think we kill chickens. They don't understand the joy of psychological warfare. Oh, look at him blink.
Here's important news for inanimate investors. Prices have never been this low before. These are unbelievable values. Hypnotized cat futures at unheard of levels. You'd expect to pay more, but because of the clinically insane condition of federal regulators, trouble in the Gulf, wildly fluctuating air quality levels in the Pacific Basin, and puppy upper supply shortages, you'll be able to acquire control of these investment quality, mesmerized feline futures and options at or below market quotes. Thousands of savvy investors have quintupled and septupled their money by buying and selling hypnotized cats on the volatile and exciting Singapore Zombie Pet Exchange. Just $5,000 can control 100,000 blankly staring Angoras, motionless Manx, or cataleptic Siamese. A terrified world needs these motionless, low-care, biotech advanced domestic animals. Companions for the household of a darkly horrific, overcrowded, overstimulated future. Get in on the ground floor now, step off the roof tomorrow. Call Merlin, Shaman, and Palindrome Macro Investments now at 1-111-666-00-OTZ. Hypnotized cats, the future is, then...
Howdy, this is the Mean Farmer, And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's our annual overheated poultry special. Temps are in the upper 90s, humidity so high, fungus spores are taking root in the air itself. Oh, it's thicker than Mrs. Shovelhead's pan gravy. Oh, she's ugly. But you sure can. Oh, overheated poultry. When it gets real hot, see, we'll be dropping caramels, big square caramels out on the yard, and those chickens just peck away, and, oh, at their beaks. They can't open their beaks. They're straining away, their eyeballs all big and bulgy, because, oh, they can't chew. No, don't you think they can? Oh. And I like to cover the beach at the farm pond with aluminum foil, you know, out about 15, 20 feet away from the water, and the ducks hate that. Weak little quacking as they just stand there staring at that cool water. Just out of reach. Overheated poultry this week. And next week, it's a whole new way to dip sheep. I call it fondue. Well, this is a mean farmer. And remember, they know what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, they know. Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, playing with the farm cat. Farm cats are different from those city pussy cats. Oh, you know that. I mean, pussy cats. Oh, you know they're different. And just take your regular old city kitty. And here's one. I picked it up when I was in town last week. Get some hybrid musk thistle seed. You feel that under there? Sure, it's a little cranky. Hanging there. But feel that. It's mostly skin and bones in there. You could just... No. Did you think that the mean farmer was going to kill this city pussy cat? Me? The mean farmer kill it? No. I ain't going to kill this house kitty. Sweet little snookums. Nope. Just going to hand it to this farm cat here. Whoa! Look at that. Dead. Yeah, it's a little odd, though, because usually he'll play with his victim for a while, but just killed him, that's it. Just kind of dispatched him. Yeah. See, if you picked up a farm cat, all you'd feel would be rippling, sinewy, powerful muscles. Then, of course, the cat would remove and consume your face before you could say meow mix.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, you know, if you picked up a farm cat, it'd be real stupid. You know that. Well, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, off to the supermarket for vittles. Eight items or less. Hell!
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty. Woo! Here, kitty.
Hi. This is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, dealing with strangers. Strangers, you know, city slickers, traveling salesmen, extension agents. I like them. EPA do-gooders, FDIC dudes, my maiden aunt. You know, strangers. like they're lost or they're out of gas or stuck in a ditch. They come up the drive, a walk-in. Oh, I can't drive up to the house. I got one of them parking lot tire shredders down at the turnoff. Anyway, they walk up the drive. It's a quarter mile. It's a long one, and I keep it real muddy. I hose it down even in August. Ain't no gravel scraped it off. Thick, thick mud. And they usually lose their shoes. Sucks them right off their feet. And they come slogging up to the porch, and they knock, and they knock, and I don't answer. finally, they head back down the drive. I let them get halfway, and then I open the door, and I scream, "What?" As I come running back. But I'm inside, and they knock, and I don't answer. And I let them go halfway down, and I yell, "What?" And they run back. About the fourth time, I let the pit bulls go. Oh, yeah, all three of them. Gloria Vanderbilt, Sally Struthers, and Bloody Lucifer. Oh, they holler. They see him coming. They know what's going to happen to him. Don't you think they don't? Well, I wish Lauren Green would visit. Oh, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, a visit from the vet. Oh, he's a strange and real strange. I like it.
Tired of pet fish that slowly but surely slime away, dissolving slowly in front of your children's teary eyes, gradually acquiring a severe bow-down posture similar to the Titanic before they inexorably flip belly up like the Andrea Doria, stone cold dead, causing the kids to ask you serious, unavoidable questions about mortality that interrupt your vegetative state staring at the doomed ski jumper on Wide World of Sports, force you to actually talk to your sobbing progeny. Well, the answer to dead pet fish is here. From Tamerlane, makers of the Pet Terrorizer and Electric Cat Rebeller Socks, it's the amazing Reanimator Aquarium. The Tamerlane Reanimator Aquarium constantly pulsates with low amperage electric countercurrents that keep even the deadest fish in lifelike motion. Let's face it, do neons, angels, Siamese fighters, tigers, or zebras look any different twitching as opposed to swimming? No. Tamerlane convection pumps keep them all circulating around and up and down. Plus, just add Tamerlane Formelda pellets and these scaly carcasses will last for years. Decades, in fact. Don't explain metaphysical concepts like life and death to your children. Keep those fish moving with a Tamerlane Fish Reanimator Aquarium. Convection pumps and formalda pellets sold separately. Keep them moving. The kids will never guess. With a Tamerlane Fish Reanimator Aquarium.
Income taxes. They're just the government's way of telling you that falling down a long flight of concrete stairs, tumbling head over heels, ripping the knees of your pants, barking both shins, biting your lower lip, and gashing your forehead isn't so bad. But seriously, folks, I'm Donald Symmetrical, chief humorist with the Internal Revenue Service. Dealing with taxes can put a strain on all of us this time of year. A good joke at the right time can help ease stress or help us avoid heartburn, divorce, even murder. Ask Geraldo. Here are some of our favorite jokes at the IRS for use during audits or just when manning the tax advice line. This is cute. A taxpayer came up to me on the street the other day, so I accelerated. How about, did you hear about the traveling salesman who didn't log his mileage? Yes? Here's a subpoena. Or, what's black and white and red all over? A counterfeit receipt. Or what about this one? This is good. What about, a yuppie spent cash for seduction. He hoped it would be a deduction. He mailed in his form. It was spotted by Norm. And now we got his right in our hands. I love a good limerick, don't you?
This station has a public service resistance stop for Hematoria Community Bulletin Board. An update about three events in the Plant Paddy Power District. The Tavern Press Skidded Tour Area and a quick tell before we stop by intersection.
Huh? This is Bob, and this is for Hematoria Community Bulletin Board, as I like to call it, the Big Picture. Thursday, it's time for the huge fall bonfire. Bring your leaves, bagged or unbagged. We've decided on the lobby of the Power and Light Company this year. It'll be about 9 a.m. after the billing department reports for work. Friday, the weekend off on ice show opens in the Mugwump Winter Sports Ravine under the bypass bridge to nowhere. Larry Fleming, Peggy's older brother, leads this extravaganza on ice skates, including all the cute costume characters from your favorite TV show, Wise Guy. Vinny and the gang salute the Walgreens toy department this year's show. It should be real exciting. Don't miss it. The weekend off on ice through Saturday. Sunday, at noon, at the First Four Square Cryptic Coptic Temple of the Redeemed Spider People, they'll be featuring noted motivational speaker Fig Nigler speaking on the topic Think and Grow Rich, Opportunities and Government Witness Programs. That'll be followed by his film, I'm Okay, You're Out, $32.50 for the seminar. Tickets, elevator passes, and snipe hunting permits on sale now at the church. Use the South as a garage entrance. Now, that's a big picture, and this is Bob reminding you to whistle while you work, hum while you play, and after you make whoopee. Keep that in mind. Care and Disposal since mid-1988 presents a revolutionary new way to recycle your former breath. The Tamerlane Miracle Pet Patio Pet Breath. Until now, whenever Fido, Fluffy, or Tweety, Goldie the Fish, or even Elmer the Turtle passed on, it was time for a maudlin pseudo-religious shoebox funeral. Valuable time, yard space, and that's right, valuable building materials were wasted. But now, thanks to Tamerlane, the ecologically sound patio of the future is within reach. Just pop the dearly or nearly departed pet, it's all legal, they're only animals, into the Miracle Pet Patio Pet Breath. The slightest pressure on the activation lever and hydraulic-powered servo mechanism put over 400 tons per square inch of pressure right where you want it. Hit the finish button and 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit flash heat completes the process. Voila! Breath back! With the Tamerlane Miracle Pet Patio Pet Breath, just 6 medium-sized dogs, 20 big cats, 1,400 buddies, or 6,000 average goldfish carcasses give you everything you need to build a 20-foot by 20-foot patio, deck, or helipad. Don't wait! Don't cry over dead pets! Recycle! Get the Tamerlane Miracle Pet Patio Pet Breath from Tamerlane, makers of the Pet Terrorizer Robot, Miracle Pet Ceiling, the Fish Reanimator Aquarium, the Instant Turtle Dryer, Love Canal Brand Butterfly Gas, the Self-Sharpening Hamster and Gerbil Disposal Unit, and Electric Cat Repower Sod. All from Tamerlane. Available at all Upstar 6 stores, coast to coast.
Hey, you're pretty good. And it's out of their 20.
Mean Farmer.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, why chickens hate snowblowers. Oh, you know they do. You know. After a big snowstorm, the peaceful white blanket muffling the barnyard with its frozen silence. Silence, hell! I fire up the Toro and head straight for the hen house. Cut right through the big drift in the driveway, throwing snow 30 to 40 feet in the wind. And then suddenly, I hit chicken. Chicken. You ever seen a Rhode Island Red spiraling straight up into the sky? A perplexed look of vexation on its little chicken face? Up they go in the freezing wind, twisting, climbing. Then over the top, they hesitate there and then tip over, beak down, and gathering speed, they plunge straight onto the roof of the equipment shed. Yeah, their beaks puncture the sheet metal roof and they freeze in that position. Dozens of feathery lightning rods that last, depending on how warm spring gets, all the way into July. And boy, when a thunderstorm does hit, woo! Nothing like it in the free world. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, why I don't have a drinking problem. My lips work. Oh, you know they do. Oh, look at that one. Wow!